Welcome to the show, it's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here, let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online, it's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello!
Hello!
Hey. Hello! Oh, I'm doing Graham Norton. Oh, have you noticed his show?
No.
He just does that more and more and more now.
Is that intro. Like him trying to be more like Oprah? Because isn't she just used to, hey! About to stage? Yeah, she just make random sound effects and that's pretty much it.
I guess when an audience is going to applaud that loudly anyway, you kind of can't just stand there.
Yeah.
So maybe he feels it would be too awkward to not be going, oh!
Do you think you'll ever move?
We got a show tonight. Oh,
could ever move on to like ratatatata, pow pow, ching ching.
One would hope so. Yeah,
just
or like
effects.
Stephen Fry started going, "Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening." And it just got more and more as the series went on. I think that's why he left the show for fear of fainting in the intro.
This is one episode where it was "Good evening, good evening" for 20 minutes, and they're like, "Steve, we've got to do some material."
We'll leave you with a final thought. Goodbye.
I'm
Dil Streep, and we're back.
I'm Simon Streep, and I guess I'm also back.
Yep, and I'm Andrew. And I'm here.
So we haven't been on for 2 weeks for two very different reasons. Let's start with you, Andrew. Where were you 2 weeks ago?
I can't remember. I was sick or something. I think I was sick.
I think you were sick.
Yeah, I was very sick.
Are you feeling better now?
I am. Thank you.
Cool. Now we checked up with that. Dylan, where were you last week?
I had family down from Thailand who were going home the next day and thought it more necessary to put my cooking skills to good use, to cook at a farewell dinner.
That's a good idea.
To use my speaking skills. What we should have done, if we'd thought ahead, is brought the podcast to my mom's kitchen.
I was hoping you were going to bring us leftovers.
Just done that. Yeah, there are never any leftovers.
Leftovers a week later.
Why not?
Really?
If you refrigerate them.
How long? No. A week. I wouldn't.
Okay,
I
fine.
Wouldn't
Maybe not. I don't
stay,
know.
I wouldn't eat anything after a week.
That particular night, I don't think there were any leftovers.
Okay.
We were hungry. So I feel like the need to apologize. It's interesting. I don't think we have a great wealth of listeners.
Do you mean to us or to the listeners?
No, to the listeners.
Oh,
no,
I feel like you should apologize to us.
No. Definitely not. The listeners we do have are loyal, fiercely loyal. Mm-hmm. And when they can't like log in and get their Monday fix of Brother Stream, talking what is, you know, essentially just nonsense.
Yeah.
We've established this, I think, in maybe episode 18. This is a huge waste of your time listening to this. But still, you get the odd private message going, you know, my Monday was ruined. Fair enough. I apologize. We'll do better in the future.
We actually almost didn't do this week's podcast either because I wasn't going to be able to make yesterday because I was on a film shoot. But I want to talk about the shoot really quickly because the very first shot of this
talk quicker.
Commercial that we were shooting was on this hill that's just off the N7, and I feel like it's been a while since we've talked about poo on this podcast, and everyone loves
only,
it when we talk about
poo.
Only
because we haven't been here for a few weeks.
So I want to talk about this hill because there was an awful lot of human excrement on this hill.
I know.
And it made me wonder, why are people pooing on this hill? Have they walked up this hill and seen the other poo and thought, well, if everyone's doing it, I want to get involved?
Yeah.
Or is it just something about the hill, like a spiritual thing that makes people go like, oof, I want to give back to nature at this point?
Did you have to walk up the hill?
I had to walk up the hill. I had to walk on the hill. I had to dodge the
landmines.
Yeah, the poo mounds as it did so.
Was it a fairly strenuous walk? Is it quite a climb, the hill?
No, it's not quite a climb, but you would be going out of your way. That's the other thing, is I don't think it makes sense as to be, you know, if you were to choose any place to defecate publicly, I don't know why you would choose the hill. It's not really on your way to somewhere.
Well, maybe it's just got good marketing. It's like, take a stroll to the Knoll and drop your trunks, take a dump.
That is good marketing.
That's good marketing.
Now I kind of want to go there.
Wow.
This is like Everest, you know. The guys who go up Everest, I'm sure they have to take toilet breaks along the way.
Yeah.
How extreme was this hill?
No, it was
on a scale
near.
Of nothing to Everest.
I'd say Everest, it seems like, based on the things I've seen, it takes a couple of weeks to ascend.
Right.
This hill, maybe a couple of seconds.
Oh, okay. So it's really just a hillock, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just very interesting. Have you ever you know, been on a hill and thought, this looks like a good place
for me to poo?
Look,
we've established for a long time that I don't go outside of the confines of my own bathroom in my own house.
Yeah. But, I mean, what you do want is a good vantage point. You want to be able to see any enemy assailants coming towards you. So, being up high is probably not the best.
Straight into scout mode. It's amazing.
I mean, look it does mean that more people will be able to see you, but you'll be able to see them.
That's true. But you also are, like, really close to traffic, so maybe...
Oh, right. This is a strange hill that you're describing.
As I said, it's just off the N7.
Speaking of not being able to see you and them being able to see you, or whatever you said there, I wasn't really listening clearly.
I'm saying that eye contact could be attained.
There's that one wedding venue. I can't remember whose wedding it was, but a friend of ours got married, and when you went to the bathroom, it kind of looked over... the part where people might be standing around having canapes and drinks and things, and the window was one-way glass.
Yeah.
So obviously they couldn't see in, but you're literally sitting there, trousers around your ankles, doing what you're doing, and there's people pretty much right there.
Oh, wow.
It's so strange.
That is strange.
Very freeing.
Well, maybe if the people who are pooing atop this hill are listening to this podcast, maybe go to their wedding venue instead. You'll get the same kind of kick.
Yeah.
But you'll get to do so in a bathroom.
But you get to flush it away at the end.
Yeah.
Oh. How's everyone's other, besides, you know, Feces Hill, how's everyone's other weeks been going?
Well, I guess the biggest thing that happened to me was we went away for the long weekend, which was two weekends ago, I think. We went to McGregor, which was very nice. Stayed there for the weekend.
That fish and chip shop in Metteridge?
Yeah, that's the one. No, we just camped out outside.
You got a whole weekend out of that visit. Yeah.
That's hectic.
No, it's near Robertson. Food. You drive through Robertson and then you get to McGregor. But
that's not how I get there.
Okay, well, you go whichever way you want. You go past your hill on the N7. Cut back in. But on the way back, we had a bit of an accident.
I know.
Yeah, I ran into the car in front of us.
Ah.
Yeah.
Huge. I did the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In my 2 weeks off.
Oh, really?
We should never take weeks off
again.
No.
And, well, we can compare damages because my car was essentially written off, couldn't be driven away.
What?
And the car in front... I mean, you struggle to see the dents. Like it's really difficult
to
see them.
Was the car in front a tank?
The car in front was a new Golf, like not the City Golf styling, the nice fancy styling.
Yeah. Was
it was a hatchback.
Hatchback.
Yeah. So hatchbacks are clearly just built to last.
Was it made out of the same material that they make Captain America's shield out of?
I mean, I didn't check, but... so I feel really bad for hitting them. But I think it's all being sorted out by insurance, which is good.
One would hope.
But it does mean that our car's written off, so we're going to have to...
Was everyone okay in the car?
Everyone was fine, which was great.
How fast was the collision?
Like, I'm guessing about less than 60, but still, it must have been less than 60, but our car, the front was kind of crumpled in.
Jeepers.
And not all the way to the engine, but definitely the radiator. We couldn't drive it. But what I can say from the experience is that the point at which I felt like the biggest chop was the flatbed truck arrived to take us to some random towing place in the middle of Worcester. And they just got out, they just said, get in the car, and they just hoisted us up in our car on the back of the flatbed. And so we're sitting there, like hands on the steering wheel, tied
That's
to the flatbed, driving
well,
to Worcester.
When you're in Worcester, it's not inappropriate for you to feel like a bit of a wuss.
That's true.
You kind of got the experience of people who film driving in movies.
Exactly,
They're never really driving.
Except that everyone was looking at me going, idiot.
What a chop. Okay, well, mine was a little less terrible and harrowing, I think. I was just coming home from work, bumper to bumper kind of traffic.
Yeah.
In my case, literally bumper to a bumper. I'm just very familiar with the area, and my mom lives in the road just following where this had happened. And if any cars are going to be stopped, they're usually stopped about 300 meters further up from where the collision happened because they want to turn into that road. I know the area, you know, there's a circle further on. And
this is what you wrote down on the accident. Brackets, I know the area.
I waffled a bit.
Drew a picture of you, like, in the area, just thumbs up. I know the area.
Yeah, that doesn't hold up in court, unfortunately. And, the guy was just turning into a business, basically a couple hundred meters before the road where I would have assumed anyone would be stopping to try turn. Didn't see, bump into the back, and it was a Rawson guy, Rawson Estates. And funnily enough, I'd just been looking at Rawson properties as my never-ending house hunt continued. Was this,
do you think subconsciously you're just taking out your frustration with the property market?
Yeah, possibly something like that. But yeah, he was very friendly. Probably the best person you could ever have bumped into. No, man, don't worry. Oh, these things happen. That's why they're called accidents and all of that.
Wow.
Patting me on the back. You know.
Yo, I didn't get that at all.
It was great.
I got Captain Grumpy. I mean, yeah. Like, you know, it's fine. I did hit him in my car and it was his new car.
Sure.
So he's allowed to be grumpy, but I wish I'd had friendly McFrenster.
Well, he was pretty good. He just, you know, he gave me some details. It was quite funny because he was almost that friendly that a little part of my brain thought, am I actually going to get off scot-free here? He's like, no, you know, we got to sort this out, hey, the old insurance. Like, ah, fair enough. So he gave me the details and went to the police and did all of that. That's quite a lot. But there was a guy next to me who was writing out a report, he'll never hear this, about how some woman had bumped into him with a trolley at the Pick and Pay, and he was writing out this lengthy report, and then he wanted it to be stamped, and then the police officer asked, you know, what's this for? And he's like, I'm going to sue her.
Oh, wow.
I was like listening from the side going, sorry? You're going to sue a woman for bumping into you with a trolley? Not bumping into a car, not killing anyone, just bumping into you in the shops. So I don't know what his day must have been like. Obviously worse than
mine.
Oh, he
should have got his details. We could follow the case.
Yeah. I don't think he would have won.
No.
So that happened. Along with my house flooding. That was good, too.
No.
You're having a good week, it seems.
Well, I know this is meant to be a comedy podcast, so I'm hoping that the concept of schadenfreude will fall into place here.
Are we allowed to laugh?
You guys can laugh all you want, and I hope the listeners can laugh at my miseries and misfortunes, too. Because, crashing into the car, that wasn't much fun. And then
it wasn't a plan for experience. You hadn't started the day thinking, I want to rear end someone by the end of it.
I'm going to make this day more exciting. Everything's so like kind of bog standard these days.
It's true. I go through the same week every week.
I need a shot of adrenaline. So I was at my place and then I left there for about an hour or two, came back, sounded like the taps were on. The taps weren't on, but the pipes under the taps were exploded. And so there was a nice little splash pool in the lounge, which we hadn't planned on sinking a pool
at that point
in the lounge of the house.
Were your thoughts, let me quickly try to turn this off, or let me try to seal any of the escaping water so that I can form an indoor swimming pool?
Probably the first one.
Okay.
But I was a bit sad that my instincts didn't kick in as quickly as I probably would like to think they would. You know, if you think about an emergency, like, well, how would I react in that case?
Yeah.
And like, I was okay, but if there was like a coach timing me, he'd go, you could do better than that.
I mean, what are we talking about? Are we talking about an hour?
You only reached for the tap like when you'd already got your pool noodle.
I first went, like that for a bit and like
that's
looked
fine.
Around.
I think you allowed that.
So you can have the mild panic.
20 seconds of that.
Yeah. Then went for the sauce, trying to like see.
What? Tomato, HP, mayonnaise.
I thought I could slog it up with some thick, chunky tomato sauce. I went in under the taps because.
Gotta make sure my sauces are okay.
Actually, there were a lot of boxes because, as I've mentioned ad nauseum, I'm busy moving. So this was good timing. And there were boxes of things which were clearly like ruined that I'd taken off the counters in the kitchen because this is where the flood happened and put on the floor so that people looking into the vacant house wouldn't see moving boxes. I thought, I've already thwarted the criminals here. This will pay off. No, it didn't.
Oh, no.
Turns out all my stuff was ruined by water.
Now they've
got to
get past the moat, though.
they can't come in. So I reached under. I tried to turn a tap. Didn't work. I got my spanners. I have a spanner set. I'm kitted out for emergency.
So now you have to find the stopcock. I love that name. That was called? I think it is called that.
The mains?
No, the stopcock.
Do you know where the mains is?
I know. Well, yeah, I'm getting to the mains. The mains came later in my series of. I thought I'd go straight for the sauce, not tomato, and try to turn the taps off at the tap.
Go for the stopcock.
What are you talking about?
The stopcock. Have you ever?
Stopcock.
It's called the stopcock. And it's the
this
main...
This is the mini tap that lets water to various other taps. Yeah. Yeah, so there isn't one for this particular one.
Okay.
I did turn what I thought might have been a stopcock, but it turned out to be the water to the dishwasher or something separate. Anyway, so eventually I decided, okay, I need to get to the mains. Fortunately, in this, I've lived in this house for about 6 or 7 years. There have been a number of times when I've needed to turn the mains off, so I knew where it was vaguely. But it was under a tree that's grown significantly since the last time. And I didn't have time to like find a decent way in. So I basically dove. Is it dove or dived? I never really know. Yeah. I should know because I was doing most of my swimming in the kitchen at that point. But I dove under this tree and started like digging up the ground trying to find where this tap was. It felt like a bit of a Hulk. I was hulking out to the point that the shirt on my back tore.
Oh, wow.
Very much like you imagine the Hulk would do in a cartoon.
If only you had put on your extremely stretchable clothes that day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, I hadn't planned for this. So fair I managed enough. To turn off the mains and then, you know, sweep water out for another couple of hours.
Oh, man.
Which is just, it's a fun night. It's a thing you don't plan for. And when it happens, it's not fun. I'm lying. I'm trying to put a light spin on it, but it's not fun.
No, it doesn't sound fun. I know you guys are looking at me weirdly when I kept on saying the word stopcock. So I feel like I need to make myself clear that I'm not just talking about some sort of weird feminist movement. Stopcock is an externally operated valve regulating the flow of a liquid or gas through a pipe, in particular one in the water main supplying a house.
Well, that's very useful, but there wasn't one to this particular tap.
Well, I think you
there's
need
one to the geyser.
If you're listening to this podcast and you don't know where your stopcock is,
yeah, it's time to check.
It's time to find out.
Check your stopcock, folks.
Well, you've been having a bad week last week. I think I need to bring some good news into this podcast, and that is that they finally fixed two things in my work bathroom that were kind of getting to me.
Yay!
It's very good.
Oh, yes.
So now I've always had a thing where I've been very suspicious of the soap dispenser because I just feel like it is a bathroom, and I don't know who monitors who puts what into the soap dispensers, and it's always a weird texture that you don't quite know. Anything could go. There could be like really weird liquids that people are just pouring into this soap dispenser. So really, I'm a bit like
paranoid. I think is the word.
Yeah, I'm not
paranoid.
I'm not in love with the soap dispenser.
So you want a separate soap dispenser to clean your hands after using the soap dispenser? Yeah.
No, I mean I will use it. Obviously, I'm not a madman, but it always makes me feel a bit. Ugh. And then that one's been broken for ages, and so for a period of time, I used to just kind of sort of try collect the soap liquid that had been sort of caught underneath the dispenser itself.
Oh, why is that better?
It's not better. But that was until I realized that actually the like water bottle that had been put on the sink actually was filled with.
Yeah, how did you not work that out?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. But it was even worse when it was in that water bottle because I'm like, then anyone can be putting stuff in there.
Why do you think people are sabotaging your soap? That is genuinely like some kind of paranoia slash...
I don't know why they would be doing it, but it's just the texture. I don't trust the texture of that soap. Anyway, they fixed that, so that's really great. Yeah. I'm happy with that. And then the second thing they fixed is a little wind dispersal thing.
That's the best.
That's called
the hand dryer.
Hand dryer.
Wind dispersal utility item.
Okay. Well, what was wrong with that? Were you reaching your arms up into that? Where's the wind gone?
The wind machine was just going.
Just a mild gas.
Yeah, you're not going to ever dry your hands with that.
Those things don't dry your hands properly anyway.
It's been fixed.
The new one does. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Like a jet engine.
Oh my goodness, I know.
Because it was so awkward. What would happen is I'd sort of try at least and get a couple of. Kind of, and that's not working. Then I'd always have this awkward situation where I have wet hands going out the bathroom. Yeah. I didn't quite want to like wipe it on my pants because if you've washed your hands really well, there's quite a lot of liquid, so it will look
you kind of feel like a salamander, and you just really hope that you don't meet someone like who did I meet the other day? I couldn't shake their hands.
That
famous comedian. Yeah, exactly.
And also the particular bathrooms that when you get out of them, there's like a set of offices almost that you look out into that kind of passageway. Yeah. You don't just want to see like, you know, people constantly looking up from their work and watching a man rub his legs for a while. So I've been like kind of. Basically, it's been trauma, really, having such wet hands and nowhere to clean them.
I'd agree with you.
And now it's been sorted, so I'm a very, very happy man. Well, so there's some good
news.
Nice
that some small things like that can make you very, very happy.
Yeah.
I want to go back to what you were saying. How are you like a salamander? Why did that happen?
That's just what I imagine salamanders are
they
like.
Don't
they
shake
just
hands?
Always no. They just always they just always have wet hands.
Do you think they're happy
you
about?
You kind of look at them and they kind of have. I mean, they probably have like their whole body's wet. Yeah, they're sort of amphibious.
Couldn't you say that about like any fish?
Yeah. No, because not fish aren't amphibious. I'm talking about a salamander, which is something that you might have to shake hands with, if, you know, if you
when?
If you met, I don't know, maybe you're friends with salamanders.
Am I even to what is a salamander?
You couldn't shake hands with a fish. You could shake hands with a salamander.
Look, I'm not sure if I know what a salamander is.
If there's one thing we can take out of this podcast, it's that you can shake hands with a salamander. All right. Oh, fair enough. Is it a sketch show? No!
It's a sketch no show! What's happening right now is Dylan is taking out his sketch gear to sketch before the sun goes down.
I mean, sketch gear, that's really kind of overplaying it. Sketch, it's like you make him sound like a snowboarder who's kidding up for a big day on,
I don't know,
on
like,
the slopes.
I haven't described my sketch gear for a while. Let's go. Let's tell the public. I've got an HB. That's
we need some kind of like sort of hip-hop beats under
this,
as
kind
you describe
of
it.
Kind of pencil for shading, and then I've got a pack of nibs, which are the 0.5 millimeter nib.
Oh, not corn nibs. Hey? Those are delicious.
Corn nibs. Yeah. Those aren't delicious.
Oh, yeah, come on.
You're thinking of
with
HB
a bit of
sauce.
Like tomato spicing on them.
What?
Yeah, you can buy packets of corn nibs. And then,
I know you can, and
yeah.
I'm saying they're not delicious.
No,
you can't
they
even
are.
Eat them.
What are corn
yeah,
nibs?
Yeah, they're so
they're
good.
The unpopped popcorn.
Oh, they're so good.
But how do
you know when you get to the bottom of a bowl of
them.
Popcorn
they, like,
and the ones
them.
That haven't come through
but
you don't
or something.
Eat, you
how
throw
do you,
them out.
How are they not just like jelly tots and ice cream?
No,
it's
they're like way
hard.
Too hard. No, they're like crunchy and they're anyway, really good.
I'm not using
them. How do they make them crunchy?
I'll buy you a packet and then...
Please do.
Yeah,
they're awful.
Sure. I don't know where you buy them. If we have any Mexican listeners...
I saw
you
the most humongous samosa the other day.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
was
it was
huge.
Samosa.
It was samosa.
Samosa.
It was really, really big. And I just don't... Is that a new thing? Or have they found a machine that makes things bigger?
I just feel like as humans, we're always pushing the boundaries. And we're always trying to find out if we can make things bigger and better. I mean, they've definitely made it bigger.
They usually try to make things much smaller as humans,
yeah.
isn't it?
No,
smaller and better.
Do we? Oh, we do now, but before... You know, we were trying to make things bigger.
Blood.
Maybe the samosa.
This is a good time to use the shape.
Community is still caught in the past. They're trying to make things humongous. I mean, that's explains
yeah.
the Gatsby, because the Gatsby is far more huge than any one man can really handle.
It's true. So what's happened is that it's becoming winter.
Yeah.
We've been doing this podcast for 20 weeks, 22 weeks maybe, including gaps. And it's too dark to leave the sketch show for later in the show. That's
yeah.
why it's happening now. I think what's happened here is I've tried to draw a cloud, but I've actually just drawn the mountain again further up. It's like the exact same shape.
That's
so
not
it just
good.
Looks like I've drawn a big like shadow, basically, of the mountain. And the cloud isn't actually doing that.
Yeah.
So...
No, you haven't done well.
I haven't done well. But then again, nobody wrote in and said they wanted me to carry on doing this.
Oh, yeah. This
we
is
put
actually,
out an appeal. This is just wasted time.
In theory, this is meant to be a cancelled section.
Yeah.
I know that my wife likes to hear you scribbling away on the piece of paper.
But in the podcast or just in general?
In the podcast, I hope.
You need to tell her to write in then.
Okay. Claire, you should write in.
You know your child?
Yes.
Your imminent child?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll put its pictures on your fridge? Sub question... Can you put this picture on your fridge?
I would happily put that picture on my fridge.
Sweet.
So how is Claire? Is she good?
Yes. No, she's fine. Thank you.
Are we sticking with the thing where we get to name a child?
No, that was never a thing. That
no,
was never a thing that you
I
stuck
think
to. This is not something you stuck
to. Previous podcasts.
You're not naming
you're
my child.
I think I should, though.
I suggested Simone, and you said no. You even poo-pooed. When I even entertained the thought, you poo-pooed it.
Yeah, well, I did. I think Simone's a terrible name. Apologies to anyone called Simone. But I do feel like we can do better than Simone.
What about Simone?
That's even better.
Is it?
Simone.
I mean, it's about the same.
So how about... I personally prefer characters from Lost as... That's where I'm going to go
Lost,
with my children's
don't care.
Name. Doesn't matter,
don't
but
care.
Let's use one of the... How about Claire? Is it too weird?
Nice one.
You know, the child being called the same name as the mom.
I mean,
second,
you could say Junior, I guess.
It's, Claire Junior.
I feel like that's quite
thing,
a like a male thing.
Well, maybe you're,
it's time
you know,
to change.
Maybe it's time to be progressive for a change.
Yeah.
Claire Junior.
How about okay. Who else is in Lost? Kate. Ooh, Kate Kerr. That's quite nice. A little alliteration.
And then what her middle name could be Katrina.
Kate Katrina Kerr.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad initials.
Yeah. She's not going to be popular, especially in today's climate.
I'm finished sketching, guys.
Okay. Oh, wow. Good.
Yeah, it's not good.
Well, we haven't seen it.
I think I'm gonna keep it that way.
Can we change a section next week where you sketch a picture of what Katie Kerr is gonna look like in 2 years?
And I then, could do that.
And then we'll see off the 2 year mark whether
it's not gonna be very flattering.
With your rendering.
But then again, 2 year olds don't actually look that good, do they? It might be quite realistic.
Cool. I like the idea of that.
Liability. Welcome to Liability, the round that everyone's been asking for since we did it that one, maybe two times.
Yeah.
In this round, we will be presenting a small piece of writing to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be trying to sneak through four true facts.
Four true facts. It's a lot of true facts.
The rest
facts.
Of it will all be lies.
Lies.
And those listening will get to chime in and say whether they think things are true or lies, and yeah. Points will be scored accordingly. It's
quite
simple.
In some ways, this game is unbelievable.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be keeping score, and my word is final.
Okay. Well, I'll go first.
Cool.
I would like to present this to you. I've decided to talk to you this evening about fireworks. Are you ready?
Okay.
Do you all know what fireworks are?
Fireworks.
Yes.
Well, you're about to find out if you don't. All right. Fireworks were invented by the Russians to scare off unwanted dinner guests at the Tsar's banquets. People loved the fireworks so much, they would purposely bring uninvited friends with them just so they could see a firework display. This is not dissimilar to what the Chinese used fireworks for, scaring away the hiccup monster, a malevolent being that was commonly believed to give you uncontrollable hiccups.
I want the Chinese one, please.
You can have the Chinese one, and it is not true.
Aww.
Oh, you got suckered in.
I did.
You thought...
I assumed Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they...
Minus one for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So scaring away the hiccup monster and to scare away abnormally large mountain men. Fireworks... began their life as bamboo stalks, which would be heated until they explode.
That's
yes,
true.
You are correct. That is true.
Yay!
And later, grenadillas, using the same principle.
Well, hold on. I just want to butt in there.
Yeah.
Does that mean that fireworks were, like, invented by accident? Like, there was just a fire in a bamboo plantation, and it looked amazing. People came from miles around.
Possibly. Unless... that's like a very primitive form, and when they added gunpowder to them and stuff, and they were more intentional,
okay,
then they were like officially actually
fireworks.
Okay.
I think
so
it was more, yeah, more dolls speaking
when
about.
When work
right
goes into producing them, then they become fireworks.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think bamboo stalks exploding by themselves. That would just make a loud noise.
Yeah.
Bang! I mean, that's not exactly a...
Oh, I got quite a thrill.
Fair enough. But I think you'd be pretty disappointed if you went to one of those big, you know, Disneyland. You're outside the Magic Castle, and all you can hear is bang, 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 bang.
Just like, truckloads of bamboo yeah stalks springing in.
You're kind of like, okay, cool, that's interesting. I hope Mickey's okay. All right, so fireworks began their life as bamboo stalks, which would be heated until they explode. And later, grenadillas, using the same principle. This is actually why they're called passion fruit, because back when yellow symbolized lust, the bursting of the grenadilla contents made people think of an intense outburst of passion. It is always wise to go back to firecracker once it's been lit. This is why every year about 400 people die from fireworks in the US. Yes.
True.
No. Not true.
Like Andrew, come on.
No, I'm not falling for his little trap.
This is such a safe way to play. Just sit there. I mean, no
I'm
matter
going
what
to
happens,
zero.
You're
going to
get zero.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. This is why every year about 400 people die from fireworks in the US. If by December a lower amount of fatalities has occurred, local governments will hand out free fireworks to irresponsible children so they're able to reach their quota.
Beep. I'm just going to go for that one.
That's the joke at the end.
That the government is handing out fireworks
to irresponsible children.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I guess
how big is
I'm
that
glad
minus,
that you're in the game.
How big is that minus one that you just
it's
wrote
a huge
down?
One, especially for you.
Okay.
Some quick firework facts.
True. Sorry.
Fireworks are always magenta. Fireworks.
Wait, hold on. The explosion they make, or like the dressing?
I just write the facts.
I've seen red ones.
I just write the facts. Don't you question them. Okay. Fireworks are always magenta. Fireworks are poisonous. Fireworks can make birds fly into things. Fireworks is a popular song by the band Owl City.
Beep. Crap, I can't remember if it is, but I'm going to say that fireworks are poisonous, because I don't think you should eat them.
You're correct. Fireworks are poisonous.
Oh, man. I don't know if it's... No, it's not. It's Firefly.
Oh, yes, it is. Well,
fireworks are an important part of professional chess match celebrations. And lastly, the word firework has never been used on Twitter. Hashtag boom. That's my lecture.
Well done.
How many things have you managed to sneak in?
I've managed to sneak in two little facts.
Very good.
One is that the Chinese used to use fireworks to scare away abnormally large mountain men. And the other fact is that fireworks can make birds fly into things.
Really?
Yeah.
Like fireworks.
Anything like could make birds fly into things.
Yeah.
It's so vague. What do you mean fly into things?
It's vague, but it was on the page that I was reading on the internet, so it must be true.
Okay. Andrew, what are you speaking about?
Right. My subject is the U.S. military.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go.
Not the US military.
No, the U.S. military.
Just making sure.
The United States of America's military.
True.
Right. The U.S. military has never actually fought in a war, only in misunderstandings and kerfuffles. The U.S. military is the primary armed force of the Lithuanian people. In 1997...
True. I got the first thing that's true.
No, that's not true.
Yay.
It's the primary force of the American people.
Yeah, no, it's primary
force. Definitely.
It could have been Lithuania's primary force.
It's not. I'm sorry.
Thank goodness for my late B.
In 1997, the U.S. Army had to close its base in Milwaukee due to an unforeseen ice cream incident.
Beep.
Yes?
I believe that to be true, but continue the fact.
No, that's the end of the fact, and it's not true. It's not a fact.
Simon's gone buzzer happy.
Most of the U.S. presidents wore the uniform, and the current president of the United States uses a U.S. Special Forces training regime in order to stay fit.
That's true. Stay fit.
No, that's not true.
The uniform thing is true.
What thing?
The presidents have worn the uniform.
Is correct. Yeah.
I'm clawing my way back to zero.
All right. And the current president of the United States uses a U.S. Special Forces training regime in order to stay fit and actually trains with the troops when visiting the different bases.
That part?
Is not true.
Oh, no way. You're beeped on the same fact.
The U.S. military has only ever invented three things in its entire history. Number one, super silent Velcro. Number two, micro tanks. Number three, guns that only fire if any part of your DNA is touching them.
I believe the first one, that they invented super silent Velcro.
You are correct.
Oh, my goodness. I thought that chick from Twin Peaks invented that.
I'm on zero.
Okay.
I'm listening at home. Zero points to Simon.
Okay, you got number three. And then number four, bulletproof food.
No.
Okay, the majority of the USA's secondhand DVDs are bought up by the armed forces and shipped to troops all over the world.
I want that.
Do you?
Give me the point.
No, it's not true. These DVDs can only be bought with bills, not pennies, as they don't accept metal cash as currency due to the fact that enemy troops might intercept it and repurpose the coins as tiny frisbees.
Beep.
Yes.
I do believe that there might be something about the military not using coins.
You are correct. They don't use coins. Too heavy. Not the frisbees
not
thing.
Not the frisbees thing.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Knowing me, I would have buzzed in just on the frisbees part.
Yeah, I don't believe the first thing, but the frisbees sound good.
But the DVDs are having an effect, as after the release of Top Gun in 1986, the Navy stated that the number of people wanting to become naval aviators went up by 500%.
Beep.
Yeah.
I believe that to be true as well.
That is true. However, after the movie Expendables 2 came out, 600% of troops wanted to get the last 2 hours of their life back. That's the end of my lecture.
That's very good.
I don't think I got anything past you guys, but I made you fall for a hell of a lot of stuff.
I think Simon got all your points.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very good.
Well,
so you get 0 points.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, mine's a lot shorter than that because I'm more, what's the word? Concise. Mine's about, oh, because we're recording today, it's Friday the 13th. Mm. Spooky. Mine's about Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th is generally considered a lucky day around the world. And as such, every time Friday the 13th occurs, someone in the world somewhere wins $1 million in the lottery.
Oh, I'm going to beep on that. Maybe. Maybe someone in the world wins every day.
I can't say that that's true. Oh. Because it's every time, every time.
What? What do you mean every time?
It's not maybe. It's every time. And it's not.
So I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some countries consider other days to be unlucky. In Italy, it's Friday the 17th. And in Greece, it's February 29th.
Beep. Italy.
That is true. And in Greece,
it's a bad day today. I'm feeling a bit unlucky. Someone ate my pizza.
That's racist. And in Greece, it's February 29th. They
beep.
Thought,
let's go all in. Greece.
Greece, no.
Oh, okay. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
You don't normally sandwich two truths together.
Yeah, but maybe he's trying a new strat.
Yeah.
They thought it would thwart off the bad luck, but it turns out that it just rolls over to Friday, March 1st, the most unlucky day on the Greek calendar. Just look at their economy.
I should have waited for the whole thing.
Yeah. Friday the 13th is also the name of a romantic comedy featuring the character Freddy Krueger, a literal man of your dreams. Freddy visits your subconscious at night to convince you to date him in waking life. The original film came out in 1980, while the remake somehow came out the year before in 1979.
Beep. Beep. Oh. I believe that the original film could have come out in 1980.
And you are right to believe that.
Oh, yes. I was going to say that, but I was too slow.
A sequel is said to be coming out in the early 60s. Other Friday horror films include 28 Fridays Later and Freaky Friday, in which the Olsen twins switch bodies but no one notices. The fear of the number 13 is called ellerophobia.
Beep. Why not?
It's not true.
Damn it.
That's the fear of cats.
Oh.
While the specific fear of Friday the 13th is frigatriscadiocophobia.
Beep. I believe that's true.
Beep on that one.
I could have made that up, really. That is true.
Yes.
This can be heard being muttered by Joe Pesci's burglar character in Home Alone. Example, frigate, trigger, sugar, frigate, sugar, get a frigate cat.
Very good.
In 2015, a Friday the 13th film festival was held in New York. 557 people were invited. 129 people went.
Beep.
End of my lecture.
Just on something in that. There was a film festival that was held.
The whole thing is true.
Yay!
It's a Facebook event. You get a point.
Oh, that was terrible.
And at the end of that, we've discovered that I've got -4.
-4.
Which is bad. This isn't golf.
Yeah, it's not
won
great.
A positive score here. Andrew's coming in second with -2.
Oh, man.
Simon has flown to victory with 7 points.
What?
Yes.
That's madness.
Well, what can I say?
Nice one.
Thanks.
Would you rather?
Welcome to Would You Rather. I've looked up some Would You Rather questions online, and I have thought about my answer to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'd like to find out your answers to them and what you think mine is.
Alrighty. Have you thought long and hard?
I have thought for a medium amount of time.
A medium amount.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
So is it enough to go on record? If they play back this podcast in a couple of years' time and this event has happened in your life, yeah, and you've done something opposite, do you think...
I don't think things will change. I don't think my choice will change.
I think it'll just change how I consider it. Because if it's like the obvious flash answer, oh, obviously you'd think that. But if you've thought about it for an immediate amount of time, then maybe, you know, you've considered all the...
No,
you could have peeled back some layers that
the pros and cons, you've written a list.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've done a brainstorm, like a mind map or something.
Yeah,
let's
do it. Okay, well, question one is... Would you rather have no teeth or no hair?
Yeah, these are the big questions.
Wow.
I dream constantly that my teeth come out.
Really?
Like, I know it's a cliche bad dream.
Yeah,
but like
that.
Literally all the time.
Same here. Always
wiggle,
dream that your teeth fall out.
And is it painful?
In the dream?
Yeah.
No, it's more like, you know, I mean, you can think back to when your small teeth came out. It's like
it's painful.
It's kind of there, and then you wiggle it, and then it's out, and it's in your hand with some blood. And I go, oh, that's happened. How am I going to get by? This is going to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Wake up, stoked.
I often have...
Do you feel that your teeth are still there when you wake up?
Well, I know they're there. Do you mean, do I actually like put my hand in my mouth?
Like, as you wake up, you've just woken up from this terrible dream.
I think up in itself kind of is enough to remind me that I'm...
Yeah. Because I once dreamt that I was eating a chocolate cake and woke up chewing my pillow.
This is the lamest joke ever.
That's not a joke. That is a real thing that happened to me.
What? No, it's not.
It is.
That's a joke. That's not an actual setup and punchline joke.
Not.
Yes, it is.
The joke you're thinking of is I had a dream I was eating a marshmallow. I woke up and my pillow was gone.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Really?
It's in Animaniacs. It's around campfires.
That
it's
is
every
something
day
that happened to me when I was
table.
Like when I was like 10.
No, you've remembered a joke and made it as your own memory.
No, I haven't.
Did your pillow, was it at least like a brown pillow?
I know, just like blue or something.
And was it, like, did it taste like chocolate?
No, it tasted like pillow.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, so teeth or hair, you say?
Yeah. Teeth or no hair?
I would rather have no hair.
Okay. I would rather have no teeth, probably.
Is this
why?
No hair, like, at all? Like, the full-on
So why would you rather
eyebrows,
have... No, yeah, no.
Nose hair.
I'm assuming it's no hair.
Okay, like so, that one soccer referee.
Yeah. Would you... So why? Motivate.
Because I'm terrified, clearly, of having no teeth.
Right.
So I think I've never dreamt that my hair's falling out.
Okay.
And, you know, bald is a look.
Yeah.
People have no hair.
That's
and
true.
It looks good.
But think about the famous bald people, though. That guy that... cooked crystal meth, Bruce yeah. Willis.
Was now there a about all the between those two?
Now think about all the famous people with hair. Just saying.
Loads more.
More people with hair.
But some of them have
no
hair.
You didn't actually name any, though. You named two people without
some
hair.
Some of them cross over in the Venn diagram of famous hair, yeah. no hair, like John Travolta. Because I'm convinced that he has no hair, but that he sprayed it on with some kind of a spray can of moose hair. And I'm, you know...
Moose hair.
Moose hair. You noticed that.
Yeah, double S.
Simon, motivate.
Well, I think I've talked about it in this podcast before, where I think teeth are more of a... This is a bit of a lust, having to brush them and floss them and
so
whatever
you'd rather
else to
just
do.
Pull them out and have some false ones in.
Yeah, get some falsies in and then keep my hair.
You know what's really interesting?
Save on dentist bills.
Yeah, definitely.
But you've also said that you'd want to shave your head bald at some point.
Yeah, but temporarily
so. Where's that?
Not for the whole
no,
reason.
Not temporarily. Once you've done it.
No, hear me out.
Fall in love with the new look.
No, the whole reason why I haven't shaved my hair bald, or one of them at least, is that I'm petrified of shaving all my hair off, and then it doesn't grow back, and then you're like, well, I can pinpoint it to that stupid decision I made. Whereas if
well,
at least
I mean, I love that you think that your back. I love it's that you think your hair is like belligerent.
Yeah,
it's like, it's like oh, despite fine, you. Doesn't like me. I'm staying in.
That's very
no,
strange.
But like, so I. You know, my hair was a certain color. Then I started dyeing my hair. And then by the time all that dye had gone, I was back to my normal hair color. Yeah. My hair color had changed a bit. My hair had sort of, you know, under the circumstances.
It's almost like you're growing up.
seemed to do stuff.
Well,
so
here's just something to chew on. Teeth are made of hair. So no hair. No, it's not
well,
true.
Well, made of keratin.
Nails are yeah. made of
false.
Hair.
Can I get another point?
But
calcium.
Still, it was worth that kind of split second of us all going,
Yeah. I even said the word keratin, right. which was wrong.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I feel like
yeah.
Andrew thinks like me and would probably realize that he can just get false teeth, but it's harder to get false hair.
It's not
everybody.
Harder to get false hair.
It is harder.
Have you ever heard of wigs?
You said all your hair is gone, which means no eyebrows.
There's plenty of women with no eyebrows, and they're getting along just fine. Okay? They can use my big shading
they
pencil.
They do look a little surprised. But
yeah,
well,
I'm sure
fine.
If you
at
asked
times,
those ladies without times. Eyebrows whether they would like eyebrows.
You'd Whoa, that was a weird
brows.
Word. Eyebrows.
Eyebrows.
You can give your brows if you want.
Yeah. If you ask them, I'm sure they would say, no, I'd prefer to have
okay, well, look, I'm
no
gonna,
teeth.
I'm going to bring this to a close. And you, what do you think I would do?
What Simon says.
So what, really? What do you think?
I think that you're going to go for no teeth.
Well, I would go for no hair.
Yeah, that's what I said originally.
Yeah, it is, but then you changed.
Yeah, you changed.
So,
change.
You, oh, did, you did change.
We cut it out.
You changed it.
Think of the edit. Okay, that's
wow.
fair.
Okay. Well, the second question
well,
is...
Well, hold on. Motivate.
Do I have to motivate?
Surely.
Yeah. Well, I've thought
you
about this for a medium amount
it.
Of time.
Yeah, and tell us what you came up with.
Well, I mean, I like that I have teeth that I don't have to that I don't have to take in and out.
You no
like
more motivation
and
needed.
You really have and thought
I,
about this.
I feel like I mean, a lot of people lose their hair and they do just fine.
A lot of people lose their teeth.
Yeah, but then you changed.
No, but I said it as my opinion. Doesn't that count for more?
No.
That I'm like strong in my own convictions? No.
Why did you say what Simon
You're strong
said.
In yourself, but fickle when it comes to Andrew.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, that's true.
Let's move on to another question.
I know me better.
Would you rather take a bath in ice cubes or take a bath in tomato soup?
Is that like... You were like almost like Ant-Man and you're taking a bath in an ice cube?
No, in a bath full of ice cubes, I think. Bath full of ice cubes
normal
and full of tomato
size.
Soup.
This seems really easy because unless you absolutely hate tomato soup, surely you'd rather bath in tomato soup.
It's
I mean, wait. Are you expecting to, like most other baths, come out of the bath clean?
Because
that's not going to happen in tomato soup.
Andrew might have a thing about tomato soup specifically, though.
Yeah, this could be a trick.
If it's one of those weird phobias, like I ate egg foo young once and threw up all over the place, and now the thought of it makes me want to gag.
Well, you should have eaten egg foo too, because that's the sequel. It's far better.
So maybe it's one of those things. He ate some tomato soup once, and it was awful. Now bathing in it is literally his nightmare.
Can you tell me, is this hot or cold tomato soup?
Is it gazpacho?
Well, so the question doesn't say, but I would assume if ice cubes are at their normal temperature frozen, so they're cold, then tomato soup at its normal temperature would be warm.
But warm isn't boiling.
Yeah,
unbearable. Like baths are warm.
Yeah, no, like
tomato
like
soup.
Warm.
Tomato soup, both.
Yeah,
yeah. I agree.
I can't see unless you're one of those kind of sports dudes who get some kind of a great kick out of. Or like Stanley's superhumans who I can make my body temperature lower than anyone else, and that's why I'm on TV.
Yeah.
Unless you're that guy, which I don't think you
are. Did you see that show?
I watch TV.
Oh, okay.
And you've never been on it.
All right. Simon?
So, yeah, I'm with Dylan on this one, tomato and tomato. Unless, of course...
Tomato, tomato.
Unless, of course, there's some sort of disclaimer that after the bath you have to perform... Like certain activity.
Surgery.
Why?
Well, obviously that would change it.
There's no disclaimers.
If I have to slightly, straight after my tomato soup bath, say I have to go meet with an important client or somebody, then I'm probably going to choose the ice because, yes, it'll be uncomfortable, but I'm not going to have the awkward part of the meeting where the guy goes, do you smell tomato soup? Yeah. And I'll have to go, sorry, I bathed in it this morning.
It's true. Okay. Is it chunky, the tomato soup?
When do you drink chunky tomato soup? You always have
sometimes.
Smooth. Just smooth. It's always
what
smooth.
What about if it's got pips?
Why would it have... I've never had tomato sauce that is either chunky or pippy.
You've never had tomato soup that's got pips
I've never
in it.
Had chunky tomato soup. Anyway, you're both right.
Good.
Well done.
Thank you.
I mean, just trying to say that if we were trying to find some way for there to be any stakes in this thing at all, stupid question, that if it was chunky, maybe it would be a lust to clean the bath afterwards. The plug would get...
Clogged. I think it would be a lust to clean the bath anyway.
I mean, you guys are reading in a lot into these questions.
Well, apparently you've spent the last 2 weeks mulling over them. So.
I have.
This is the best you could come up with.
Okay, the last one.
Would you have
one.
A nice warm bath in a yummy soup?
Yeah, what if you're going
to die in a bath of ice?
Didn't hear his motivation.
You both got the first one wrong, and you only got the second one right.
Look,
so
I'm imagining
the first one had some stakes to it.
Let's at least... I'm going to pretend I'm Andrew.
Yeah.
Ask me
my motivation.
Terrible accent.
Ask me for my motivation. As to why I chose
why did you choose the motivations for that one?
Because I like tomato soup.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that is go. Actually true, though. That is true. I do. You didn't ask me for my motivation. If you'd asked me, I would have given it to you.
I just wanted to move on to a question that,
right.
you know,
okay, well, the next
held
question,
some water.
The next question is, a bucket or... would you rather have to crawl everywhere or hop everywhere?
Now, that is a good question.
Oh, that's...
Because, personally, I've got a gammy knee. And a lot of hopping, skipping, the like, does affect me.
We need a spin-off series for your gammy knee.
So, I think crawling... I used to crawl on just my knees, which was quite interesting. I'd, like, pull... this is weird. So I'd pull my, like, foot back up behind me and hook it under my arm so that you almost had, like, cut-off legs.
Yeah.
And then wander around like that until I fell over. And this is like, high school. So I think that's the reason I don't grow hair on my knees, is because I spent a heck of a long time
many people grow hair on their knees,
wandering about like on my knees on carpets scraping them. I had like scabs all over my knees and stuff.
So I've only really used hopping as a method of transportation once, and it ended in disaster.
Why? What happened?
I was actually, Dill was there at this particular occasion, but I had hurt my toe and I thought this is not good, and I was outside and I wanted to go see to my toe, kind of make it a bit better. So I thought I'd go inside, but because I was, I was disabled in the toe region, I decided I'd hop on the other, leg. And so I hopped down this hill, but I caught a bit too much momentum. And what I thought I was going to do was just jump from outside to into the house, and didn't realize that there was a glass door closed. So I hopped straight into the glass panel and broke this shatterproof glass. Yeah, jokes on them.
This occasion.
Yeah, so
that's the first occasion I was ever at.
Yeah. So in that case,
not in my life, in yours.
So in that case, you know, it's
painful memories.
Didn't bode well.
Yeah.
But I'll still choose hopping over crawling everywhere.
Why?
Because I'm a tall guy. I quite like being this height. Imagine crawling everywhere means all of a sudden.
Think about the damage to the knee.
But think about crawling everywhere. Like, hopping, you can at least explain. You can be like new fitness regime or something. Crawling everywhere is
could
like
you swap legs?
Yes, you can swap legs. And I think if you can swap legs, you can wear you can wear knee pads.
But you can also hop surely on both legs.
So you're saying you can hop around and switch legs each hop? That's just walking with a bit of a spring in your step.
No, I think it has to be for it's got to be a hop is not a hop if it's a walk.
So, we're learning things here again.
So with Andrew,
you got to do a minimum of like two hops to make it a hop. And I mean, that's not even a hopscotch. So you've got to, you know, hop a distance.
Okay,
tell me.
Okay, like crawling, you're going to be going from one leg to the other because
let's go back to crawling. Crawling, are you crawling purely on your knees or crawling on your knees and use of arms?
I guess arms are involved.
Okay, because if you were just doing knees, that kind of crawling, where you're upright crawling, Andrew would probably go for that because he'll be the same height as everyone else. He'll just put shoes onto his knees.
Just a bit taller.
And he'll be sorted.
Yeah.
Shoes on knees, a bit of a cape, you're done.
Yeah.
Whereas also when you're crawling around hands and knees, it's good for getting away from places where there's like low couches. You can crawl behind those couches and people can't see.
Yeah, that's
true. If you're hopping behind those couches, it's drawing attention.
Yeah.
I also feel if you're not hopping, if you're going on the knees route, then you had a severe disadvantage when it comes to singing head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Also, when you're crawling around, it does conjure up images of human centipede, which isn't a good place to be.
People will constantly think you're the one that escaped.
Yeah, well, the unwanted fourth person in the chain.
Let me in! So, all right,
shotgun middle.
So I reckon you're going to have said hopping, and I would say hopping.
Yeah. Given the fact that after picking it apart, you say we could just pretty much change legs whenever you want and stuff. So you're basically just walking with a spring in your step. I mean, that's a jolly thing. Yeah. To choose to be jolly all the time, I'm in.
You're both right. I would hop.
Good.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Well,
it's human centipedes.
Glad we covered that.
Yeah, well, that was Would You Rather.
Is it true? Is it false? True or false?
So now, you're probably thinking, why did that jingle play? If I'm looking at the time of my podcast, it's looking like we're near the end. Why have they put an extra round into this podcast?
Yeah, you're going to have to hold off for your quiz needs.
Yeah.
This is the bumper crop episode.
Yeah, we've been delayed for 2 weeks, so we thought we'd at least make it a bit special.
In an extra round.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. It's not going to have made up for what I imagine would be 2 hours of lost time. But we've all heard that our good friend Hugh listens to it at 1.5 speed.
Yeah.
Maybe you can listen to this round at negative 20 speed, and it might last for 2 hours.
That's good maths.
Yeah. So there you have it. All right. Well, this is a round where what we do is we share a story from our personal lives that's either true or false, and everyone else has to guess whether it actually is true or false. Mm. And this week, we're going to kind of go, like, I guess, dream and sleeping related. And I thought I would start first with my amazing fact, and that is every single time I dream, if I dream that I am running in the dream, I run on all fours, like a dog.
So you, so your dream self would have chosen to crawl, not to hop.
Definitely.
Every single time you can remember dreaming of running, you run like that.
Yeah, whenever it comes to getting from A to B really quickly,
I will just... Is that because you need to get from A to B really quickly? Is there a sense of urgency in this run?
There's a sense of urgency, but it's also just, I think, my dream self's preferred method of running.
Do you find it's quite efficient? Do you go quite fast when you do that?
Oh, I think I go extremely fast. Faster than what I think I would go if I did that in normal life.
I was going to say, the question does have to come up. Have you now tried this in real life?
I have actually not. I should. It sounds like the kind of thing that would be worthwhile trying.
I think, I mean, I hate to go straight to a verdict, but I'll put my cards on the table. I have that same exact thing.
Really?
Which might mean that everyone does, and everyone's who's listening is going, oh, I also do that. Because, yeah, like running like a cheetah, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I find it's also quite a good mode of transport, and that you do get from A to B with quite a...
And your strides are longer. It's not just like a small stride. Like, it feels like you move, not only do you move quicker, but your actual like leaps forward.
Andrew, what's it like to have a longer stride than normal?
I mean, I guess I feel like a cheetah every day.
Because your one step is our two step, really.
Yeah, that's why I'm terrible at dancing. But can you give us an example of a dream where this happened?
Okay, well, let me think. All right, so...
Okay, let me make this up quickly.
So, I don't really have always the most interesting dreams.
Basing true or false on dreams is that it's almost as hard to remember them as like, it would be to make...
I'll give you an idea of an interesting dream, and then I'll tell you what I dreamt last week. Like, last night I dreamt that we were at someone's wedding, and that as part of the wedding ceremony, there was like this weird baptism of marriage that happened where the two people got naked in a tub and someone poured water over them.
True.
And and I remember in the dream distinctly thinking, this is really creepy. My wife going, shut up, Simon, it's beautiful.
Whoa, can your wife hear your thoughts in your dreams?
Yeah.
If you were thinking this is creepy and she's nudging you, that's
crazy. She's a sentient being. But anyway, but normally my dreams are far more mundane.
So you ran on all fours towards the font to join them.
Yeah. So normally it's more mundane. Like, you know, what's happened is you're just about to get onto the train. You realize that you've left a tap on, and so you...
Oh, don't tell me about
that. So you go from the... You go, oh, I need to get from the train station to my house really quickly. Luckily, it is quite close in reality. And so you just go down onto all fours and do a bit of a run.
Right. Okay. I mean, that could be a dream.
Do you ever have this, Andrew?
I've never had this thing.
You've never heard of this. So no. Then that does make it slightly more interesting, like you could have made it up.
Yeah.
But personally, I'm going to go with true... Because otherwise, that's kind of weird.
It is weird that you have that.
I definitely have that.
I'm going to say false.
Okay. Well, the points go to Andrew.
What?
Yay. I don't do that, but my friend Jake does that.
Ah, I'm going to speak to him.
Yeah, you should.
In the dream.
I mean, you guys are freaks.
Yeah.
What do you mean every single time you run on all fours?
We should race.
We should go like running around in open fields. Dreamscapes.
Dream racing.
I mean, how long has this been an ongoing thing?
Yeah, pretty much forever. It's either that or flying.
Oh, I've done the flying thing.
I don't walk or run like a normal person. It's either...
Gammy knee. It's the gammy knee.
So when you were in, like, you know, a couple of episodes back, when you were talking about your altercation in the shop with the lady that wanted to be tipped for running the cash register.
Yeah.
In that case, when you left that dream, did you go, goodbye, and then just fly off?
Yeah, possibly. Maybe I do walk sometimes. Or maybe, like, when it's a boring thing, you don't really even consider your... mode of transport.
Possibly.
But when
possibly.
You need to get back to those taps.
In dreams, I definitely do the thing where you kind of... I glide. I don't really fly. It's like I'll run and then sort of just dive and almost like...
Like the Hulk.
Float and glide a bit down to the next thing and then stop. So I haven't really ever flown in my dreams, but definitely have stayed airborne longer than I would in reality.
Okay.
Right.
So like Mars gravity kind of thing.
It's pretty good. Andrew?
I mean, the thing is that I actually, my dreams are few and far between, and I tend to forget any dreams that I do have.
Well, this should be good then.
So what you're saying is basically it's going to be a lie.
It's going to be a lie, yeah. So, but I did dream like a day or two after the accident. I had a dream that I was driving my house. Okay. Which was very unusual. And I kind of...
Wait. Was the fact that you're driving your house unusual, or was your house very unusual?
Yeah, my house was very unusual. And no, driving it.
Okay.
And I had control of it, and then a taxi kind of came up on the side of me. Okay. And basically nudged me off the road in my house.
Yeah.
All right.
And then suddenly I wasn't on the freeway anymore. My house was
on the hill,
slotting into
covered in poo.
No, it was slotting into an empty lot at Sedgefield.
Hey.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you what the symbolism is there.
Can you?
You need to move to Sedgefield. It's
probably
clear. It's as clear as day.
And
there are empty slots there. Plots, yeah. They call them in real life.
And I think that was about it. That was pretty much it.
Okay. All right. How did you feel in this dream? Were you excited at what was happening?
Driving my house, I was nervous. and then there was a kind of a sense of sort of ambivalence when the taxi pulled up.
Okay. And tell me how the mechanics of it.
Yeah.
How were you driving?
Yeah.
The
what
house?
Room? What room do you drive from?
My house has some big double doors.
Okay.
Ooh,
going out to the patio.
I must hop into it.
And
later.
I was sat with a steering wheel in front of one of the doors, so I could see out like a windscreen.
Yeah.
I've seen this happen in cartoons before.
Yeah. Picking up a house,
yeah.
Or Arrested Development, they drive the house on the back of a truck. Was Claire in the dream? Was she happy you guys were moving to
Sedgefield? She wasn't in the dream.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
So you
can tell you some new symbolism.
Yeah. So you guys could have had, so maybe what happened before that is you had a fight. So I'm out of here and I'm taking the house
cut perfectly down the middle by any chance.
No, it's a double story. She may have been upstairs, I don't know.
Yeah, she probably was sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife likes to sleep in the car.
I think I want.
Does she get house sick?
Maybe I want to go on holiday or something.
Yeah, well, Sedgies is a good place.
Yeah.
We call it Sedgies.
Oh, do you?
Okay.
Can I call it Sedgies?
If you go there ever.
All right.
If I take my house there.
I'm going to wait in and say that this is true.
Okay. I'm going to say the same.
Okay, well, it's not true. I made it up. Sorry.
It's so realistic, though.
I know.
Such a good dream.
It's so realistic and yet kind of abstract.
The thing is, now that's going to become a dream that I believe happened. But the pillow thing did happen.
Didn't happen.
It did happen.
Well, it's a good thing you brought the pillow thing up, because I once dreamt that I was bleeding all over the place.
Ooh. Which place?
The place that I was sleeping.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just like pool of blood, Dexter style.
Okay.
That's the fact.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, and
there's not much more to it, so I thought if I just leave it at that.
All right. So you were,
then you can ask me something.
So you were dreaming that you were bleeding all
we
over.
We could flesh out the
all over your room or in a different area.
All over the room.
Okay.
Was it like coming out of a specific area of your body, or were you just kind of seeping blood?
I don't know if it was coming out as much as I could feel that it was on my body.
It was already out. Okay.
So was it your blood?
In real life?
No, in the dream.
It was my blood, yeah.
Are you certain that you hadn't just had a bath in tomato soup?
What type of blood are you?
Cool, that's a great question for true or false. I don't actually know. I should know. I've given a bit of it away before, so the kind you can give away.
Okay.
It's not the like really great one that like
everyone
wants, but it's also not the terrible one.
Okay.
It's the one in between.
All right, that's helpful. Okay, well.
True.
Okay, so and when you woke up, was your room fine or was it covered in blood?
It was covered in vomit.
Vomit.
Yeah.
So you were sick at the time.
Was it your vomit?
It was my it's my vomit. I'd thrown up all over the bed and myself.
Oh, gross.
Ooh, how old were you?
It had manifested. 28? No.
I mean, that's not
no, this was young.
That's not much better than the dream reality.
It manifested itself into the dream as I'm covered in blood.
Oh, this is nasty. I mean, did the smell probably woke him up?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really actually want to delve too deep into this.
Neither did I.
Yeah. I'm going to say true. I'm just going to say it.
Well, that's weird. Why would you say that?
Because I think it's true.
Because you can picture the image, you sicko.
Yeah, I can. You've painted it very clearly.
Young, distraught
your
me.
Sketch.
I mean, often the outside world does seem to creep into your dreams. Like you've had it where like an alarm goes off and then in the dream and then you realize it's your actual alarm. Like, and that kind of thing has been known to happen.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, you could think vomit's blood, even though it would be a different texture. Vomit would be a bit more watery. Blood's a bit...
I'm going to change my
thicker.
Answer.
Yeah?
Because I don't think you can throw up without waking up. So I think it's false.
Oh, that's such a good point. I might go on Andrew's epiphany.
Andrew's science.
And say that it's also false.
Okay.
Unless you're like really sick, but I think false.
It is true.
Whoa!
Hectic.
Yeah. You can confirm with my mom. It was probably quite a harrowing experience for her more than me because I'd have been in that drowsy phase of not really knowing what's going on. But I was, I'm covered in blood. No, son, it's fine. It's just your own vomit.
Okay, Joy, if you're listening to this, I expect you to email me personally.
SimonStreep@gmail.com. That's out there now.
Whether it's true or not.
Spam him.
Picks or it didn't happen.
This was too long ago for that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was true or false. I think if we've learned anything, it's that I wasn't paying attention to the points. Bye.
Wait, what is that noise?
I can't hear anything.
What? It might just be something that you can hear. Tinnitus or something.
No, I know what it is.
Quiz!
That's right, it's quiz time again.
It's so good to be back.
Oh, man. It's like a fresh bath in some tomato soup. So we're going to be doing the Julia Roberts quiz.
At last.
One of my wife's favorite actresses.
Interesting. Well, she might do well at this quiz.
Yeah, I don't know any facts about it.
Okay, well, we're going to start with Julia Roberts 1.
I like
it. Yeah, it's good.
Works.
It's chippy. Question 1 is... What unusual personal hygiene quirk did Julia have as a child?
Beep. Leaky nipples.
Ooh. No, that is incorrect and kind of gross.
She had bad breath, halitosis.
No, she didn't.
Beep.
No.
She never used to shave her legs.
No, but continuing in that vein... keep moving down the body.
Sweaty.
Keep
sweaty feet. Smelly feet.
No.
Beep. Long toenails.
Something to do with that.
Toe jam.
No.
Beep.
Smelly feet.
No.
She
no.
Never cut her nails.
Dry heels.
What? Elaborate.
I said long nails.
No, it's not that though. Elaborate.
She cut her nails too short.
Okay.
She always cut her nails.
How did she cut her nails?
Beep. She bit her nails.
Is the right answer. She would bite her toenails. We're going to move on to question 2, which is what soap opera did she try out for but was turned down?
Beep.
Days of Our Lives.
You beep first and you are wrong.
Santa Barbara.
You are incorrect.
Beep. Dallas.
You're incorrect.
Bold and the Beautiful.
Incorrect. It's 1970, if this helps.
A beep. Loving.
No. the one that you haven't named yet. You're in the right track, but it's
we're
just,
on the right track. Yeah, I mean, but we haven't just, named it yet.
Yeah, it's just the one that
I
you
I feel
haven't.
Like I've named all the ones.
Beep, Bold
like,
and the Beautiful.
No.
No, I name it. No. Neighbours. I know that's different
no,
country.
Australian.
No. No. Give us a clue.
That's okay. And not parents.
Beep, children.
Something to do with that?
All my children.
Here's the right answer. All my children.
Can I get children? I mean, I said children. That's
not good enough.
Not
I
good
said
enough.
Nails.
Okay. What you should have done is thought children and said all my children.
Yeah, but I don't think. All
okay.
That.
Question 3. What does she do while having her film makeup applied to give herself a relaxed look?
Beep.
Simon.
Sudoku.
No, it's incorrect.
Beep. Crosswords.
Incorrect.
Cucumbers on the eyes.
Beep. That is classic, but incorrect.
Beep. Foot massage.
No.
Beep, Rubik's Cube.
What would you... no.
She texts her friends.
This is more her body positioning.
Beep. She lies on her back.
Is the right answer, Dylan. Well done.
Oh, I was going to go for not that.
And the last question in this round. What foods did they serve at her wedding to Richard Moda?
Beep.
And if you get...
sushi, because I'm about to have sushi.
Incorrect.
Egg rolls?
No.
Beep.
Little sandwiches.
Incorrect. I'm going to give you a clue. It's kind of like... I would say, like, maybe sports food or just, be, like, down-to-earth food.
Like oranges cut into slices.
No. Tigers.
Yes, is one of them.
Lasagna.
If you can get any more.
Macaroni cheese.
No.
What? Spaghetti bolognese.
I don't know what you said yes to.
Hamburgers.
Hot dogs.
Pizza.
Is the right answer.
Pizza.
Any others? No.
Corn dogs.
Ooh, you're so close.
Hot dogs.
Corn
fritters.
Beep corn fritters.
No.
Corn hash.
Corn on the cob.
Beep
corn on the cob.
Is the right answer. Corn on the cob. And
can I get
one,
it for corn?
One, no. One more, which is a dessert.
Trifle.
No.
Beep. Moose. Ice cream.
Simpler, simpler.
Ice cream.
Sweets.
I beep there. Carry on.
Beep chocolate.
Moose.
What do you have at a wedding, guys?
Beep wedding cake. Cake.
I don't know who beeped first.
I definitely said cake.
I definitely said wedding cake, though, so yeah, I think that kind counts. Of...
I don't know who beeped first,
give
guys.
Give us both a point.
Okay, I'll give you both a point. All right, you both get a point. Well done.
That point. He just said cake.
Okay. Cake was actually the answer, so you're lucky that you're getting a point.
Don't give us both a point.
Okay, round two is filming good. So which film or TV series were they not in?
Cheeky beeping.
Were they not in? And he's wrong anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
So which... film series were they not in?
Film series?
Film or series.
That's
okay, here we go. So the first one is Firehouse. Sound.
Do you expect us to peep there?
What? Have you seen that?
No, it's just that the way you paused there made it sound like you weren't going to list and wait for us.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, no, I won't pause. Firehouse. Sound of Satisfaction, Mystic Pizza, Blood Red, Crime Story.
Beep. Oh, I was going to say a fact, but I'll keep that fact to myself. Is this what she wasn't in?
Yeah.
Crime Story.
Crime Story. Yes.
Firehouse.
Firehouse. You're both wrong. It was Sound of Satisfaction.
Okay. I know for a fact she's in Mystic Pizza, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think we watched that together.
Mm. Okay, so round three is finish the
sequel to
Roberto. Roberto, my name is Roberto.
Quote. Okay, here's the first quote from Julia Roberts. Mm-hmm. A fever is an expression of inner
beep beauty.
Incorrect. Is it? Why would that doesn't make sense? Incorrect.
Beep distrust.
Disease.
No.
Beep.
It's more an emotion.
Beep worry.
An angry emotion.
Beep hurt.
No.
Beep anger.
No. Yeah, anger would be good. Disdain.
Inner.
Beep disappointment.
No.
Hatred.
Getting closer.
Beep scorn.
Getting further away. I don't think you're going to get this, even though it's an emotion.
What does it start with?
R.
Beep rage. Regret.
Is the right answer, Dylan. Well done. Okay.
He's sliding ahead here.
Here we go. Wit is the key, I think, to anybody's heart, because who doesn't like to
beep laugh
is the right answer. Well done, Simon.
There you go, climbing my way back.
The kind of energy I attract is very
beep. Positive.
Incorrect.
Negative.
Incorrect.
Beautiful.
Incorrect.
Happy.
Incorrect.
Beep pleasant.
Incorrect.
Light and kind of fluffy.
Incorrect.
Beep. Energetic.
Incorrect. Oh, opposite.
Spiritual.
Opposite.
Opposite of energetic.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Incorrect.
Sedentary.
Incorrect.
Pointless.
The kind of energy I see, beep lethargic.
That's good, but it's the opposite of energetic.
Calm.
Is the right answer.
And I'm smiling wide like Julia Roberts.
And the last quote is, don't forget, I'm just a girl.
Standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
That is correct. I would have penalized you if you'd got it wrong, but you got it spot on. So well done, you got a point.
What? How do you know
Julia
that?
Roberts,
it's the
it turns
most
out.
Famous line from Notting Hill.
What? I thought that guy in his underwear was the most famous thing from Notting Hill.
Okay, well.
Turns out.
Hated Notting Hill.
Okay.
Do you know I hate that film?
I didn't
How
know
can
that.
You bring that film up? Best. You should know I hate it. It's terrible.
Now you hate it more.
I hate films
Roberts
where
things.
The woman is a horrible person throughout the whole
Come
film
on,
and still
learning.
Gets with the guy.
Look, this is
it's
just.
Rubbish.
It's just a quiz,
it's not
okay?
Four weddings and a funeral. It's not that bad.
No, but it is bad. It's still
it
bad.
Bad.
It's still Julia Roberts being a bitch. I said
whoa,
it. There you go. I said it.
Hold on.
And yet the guy still goes out with it.
Okay, you need to pipe down because this is still the quiz, and I will have I will have something.
Silence?
I have something.
Decorum.
Yeah, decorum. Thank you. I won't have it quickly. Round four is distant relative.
Oh, it's not finished.
No. Oh. That was finished the quote.
Okay.
Why are you complaining? You're ahead.
I thought I'd won. I was busy, like, celebrating
no.
up there.
Okay.
Don't celebrate too soon. I'm about to come in from
You don't deserve the win, scorning the name of Roberts.
Let's
like that.
Let's just say that, did you know that Julia Roberts likes knitting?
Is that the distant relative?
Yeah, she likes okay, knitting. So we're doing knitting. So question one is, name something that early knitting needles were typically made
Beep
of.
Beep ivory.
Is one of the right things. Well done.
Beep stone.
You're both wrong there.
What did you say?
Beep. I said stone.
I heard sperm.
Beep. How about bamboo?
Incorrect.
Beep. Porcupine quills.
Incorrect.
What? Obviously porcupine quills.
No.
Beep. Bark.
No. Nice. Bark.
But it's some tree of some sort. Really beep quickly. Wood. Maybe you've gone there.
No. Something, yeah. If something's dead,
gossamer.
No. Beep ice.
No.
If something's dead, bone
is the right answer. There's one more which is very obscure, and
what does
the
it
clue
start with and rhyme with?
The clue I can give you is it's kind of No,
it's
I don't
not
know.
A good clue.
It's not
marble.
It is marbled. The thing is marbled, but it is also organic. It belonged to something that lived, and they've repurposed it. And you wouldn't think that this would work
enamel?
For a knitting needle.
Beep.
Baleen or
tortoise
whale.
Shell.
Is the right answer.
Can't believe that.
Amazing. Okay.
Man, you know Julia Roberts so well.
question two
keep
is...
Keep enemies close.
What is special about Miriam Tegels of the Netherlands? Remember, this is a knitting question.
Beep. She knitted stuff with her own hair.
Incorrect.
She knitted the biggest thing ever.
Beep. No.
She knitted stuff with someone else's
she
hair.
She knitted no. the smallest thing
no,
ever.
No, this is a record that she has.
Beep.
She's
the
knitted months, the most stuff.
The amount of stitches
incorrect.
Per second.
Here's the right answer.
Per second?
Not per second, but per minute. She's knitted. She's the world's fastest knitter. 118.
I see points are getting quite like loose and fast.
No. Let me have
fine.
That point. Thank
118
you.
118 stitches in 1 minute.
Is that good or bad?
That's
I've never knitted.
It's apparently
good.
Running.
Question three. How long is the longest French knitting by Edward Hannaford in Sittingbourne?
Beep. 3 kilometers.
3 kilometers.
We're going in miles, Shirley, because it's
no,
French.
No, this is kilometers.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I made any sense there then. I'm going to go with 4 kilometers.
Well, I should, say,
it's be way
I should
longer.
Say metric.
Am I closer with 4?
You are closer with 4.
Yeah.
The correct answer was 26.33 kilometers and still going.
Sweet.
He hasn't given up yet. And I can reveal at the end of that Dylan has won the quiz with 10 points to 6.
Yes.
Actually, 7. 7
I'm
points.
Just
10
a
points
streep.
To 7. You were close.
Standing in front of another streep.
No.
Asking him
don't.
To give me a prize.
Oh, cool. Cool.
For having won.
So after I've said that I don't like Notting Hill, you'd quote from it again.
I'm really sorry. I didn't realize you hated Notting Hill.
I really like it.
I find that
there are a couple
I,
of films
really,
like that.
I,
Notting
I,
Hill,
I really,
Two Weddings and a Funeral. Basically, a lot of films with Julia Roberts seem to be wired in such a way.
She's not in 4 weddings.
Is she not in?
It's just another woman, you sexist.
Oh, it's Andy
He's
Mac.
He's won it.
Andy Mac.
He's won it. He's literally standing up and walking across. Put a necklace on me. I'm wearing a red dress. Pretty Woman. I'm painting Pretty Woman here.
I've never watched Pretty Woman.
It's really good.
I've heard the song Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison.
Walking down the street.
I'm literally
woman.
Kicking over imaginary people who haven't won. Yes, we're back.
You kicked at least 4 people there.
All right.
I mean, I guess there are a lot of people who weren't really participating that haven't. I guess the whole population other than you hasn't won
it's
the quiz
a lot
today.
It's a lot of kicking. Let's go eat some sushi.
All right. Bye. Cheers, everyone. Bye.